Text on screen. Running your business. What else?
In the last part of this webinar, we take a closer look at some important business processes, such as digitization and cybersecurity. And how do you prepare if you want to expand your Dutch business internationally? We will conclude with the advice that our guests have for you as an entrepreneur with a growing business. Johan, we've talked about taxes, about staff and financing. What are other really important processes that you should look at as an entrepreneur for growing your business?
I'd say that actually the two things that you just mentioned. The world becomes more and more digital these days. There's a new privacy law in place with a lot of requirements that you need to meet. The AVG in Dutch, GDPR in English. That's really something that has been here for the last year. So that's really something to take into consideration. There's cybercrime these days that becomes more and more that's more here than it was a few years ago. So be careful with what you do digitally to avoid those scenarios. I think that's an important thing. And and also once you start growing international, I think that's a huge topic to talk about.
Yes, I can imagine, especially through part that digitization, your work has changed a bit in the last few years.
Yeah, it has, yeah.
So maybe asking our entrepreneurs then, I mean, these aspects that Johan just mentioned, do you pay attention to those as well, Karim?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry.
Absolutely, yeah. Essentially, yeah, in terms of cybersecurity, it's something that you have to invest in and be careful. I mean, we can see it when there's attacks and stuff on our website. Additionally, in terms of digitization, yeah, the COVID pandemic has forced us to do only webinars now. So unfortunately, we're not doing in-person events for a while. And the data privacy, yes, you have to respect all the rules. Tell people what you're doing with their data and get their consent. These aspects are very real in today's world.
Yes, and they're becoming more real by the day.
Yes, especially the digitization, just because of the situation.
So. Yeah, and Geeta, I mean, especially because you use electronics in your product, I can imagine that it also...
Well, first of all, you definitely can't avoid... you can't pretend that these regulations don't exist and not take them into account. Definitely a lot of the parts of the business are going online and you have to go digital and... many aspects, even if you have a physical product, because there is the communication and the interaction with your client, and that's one of the main stakeholders anyway, when you're doing a business. But then when we're talking electronics and doing, like, I do have to deal with sensors, and of course, it's still in development. Of course, it has to go through certification processes, but in our design process, we keep that in mind, so it's getting secured by design in terms of how we're developing the software.
Yeah,
because it's very sensitive information, because we're looking at the health of infants, so it can't go any more intimate than that.
Especially, so you don't only have to look at digitization for your company, but also for the product.
Yeah,
so you have it both ways.
Yeah.
Good luck with trying to figure that out then.
Well, we're taking our time.
Good. Smart. Yeah. Smart plan. Because other than just digitization, Johan, what other advice would you give entrepreneurs who are thinking of taking their Dutch business abroad?
Look at the potential market where you're planning on going. Look at is there a need for the product that you're providing? Do you have the necessary market knowledge of that specific country, or will you be needing local people to help you to get it up and running? I think those elements are very important, and I guess that in your case actually somebody coming from another country, that's helpful. You'll probably have your network, people who can help you gain access to the foreign market. So use that, use your network. And if you don't have one yourself, there's all kinds of international networks that you can hook up with. The Enterprise Europe Network, for one, is one that can actually help you launch a product in a different country.
Yes, a really important one. Good that you mentioned it, Joan. This webinar is too short for all the information. But on business.gov.nl, you find all the information you need, along with specific tips for finding customers and business partners. For example, the Netherlands Enterprise Agency offers the Business Partner Scan to quickly provide you with an overview of potential business partners in your chosen country. So Geeta, which other markets apart from the Netherlands are you looking at?
Well, actually, we're looking at Scandinavia for a bunch of reasons, and we have connected with a distribution company there for the consumer market. But then for the health part of the business, we are looking right now, because we are tackling infant mortality, so we looked at a region that has that specific problem, and that's why we are going to Tanzania, and, well, we are launching there.
That's amazing to be launching, especially.
Yeah,
there,
we're launching our initial study in a hospital there, because we're making a tool for preventing neonatal mortality. But also on top of that, because of the nature of work that we're doing, I had actually really good support from the Dutch government in connecting the business to the United Nations programs. And that was super valuable. I can't state the value of that.
Wow. So what does that bring you then?
So literally, when was it, last year? There was, I had the connection with the RVO officer who is in charge of connecting Dutch companies to the UN programs. And then I became part of this procurement seminar with the United Nations. I joined the Dutch delegation to Copenhagen to the...
Wow,
yeah.
That's quite amazing.
So then we got to register as a supplier for the United Nations, which is a really high value opportunity for a company like mine.
That's good to know that these type of connection can come from that.
Yeah, exactly.
So Karim, looking 3 years into the future, what will your goals be, and maybe in connection with, of course, the government that can take you there?
Well, honestly, we're looking to just continue to grow and, of course, grow to other countries as well. The whole system in the Netherlands is very supportive for entrepreneurship, from, you know, just having access to capital, having access to labor force, having access to information, and everything readily available in English as well. So, and it's just the whole business mindset, I think, in this whole infrastructure that we call the Netherlands is super helpful. So
that was actually one of the easiest aspects, because it's so set up in the Netherlands.
It's just super easy. It's really incredible.
Well, that's good to hear, of course. And in retrospect, if that was one of the easiest and best parts, what was one of the biggest challenges you had to overcome?
In all honesty, when I started doing this, I just did it out of love and out of kindness to help people, but that doesn't pay the bills. So, just to know that I had a business and what to do to make it a successful business that it is today, that was really the challenge. Finding what I need to do. And that's the thing, is knowledge and knowing what you need to do is probably, in my opinion, the most valuable thing.
Yes.
It's more valuable than money. It's more valuable than a lot of things. So.
And I think it's also good for entrepreneurs at home to hear that you don't have to start off with huge capital, but you first off with a passion,
that's
your driving force.
Yeah.
Because Geeta, in retrospect for you as well, what was your biggest challenge in starting Baby Moon?
Well, my biggest challenge was it wasn't a challenge, it was just a process that took a lot of time and effort. It was figuring out the landscape. Because I did come to the Netherlands and I was in the program was done with, and then it took a while to set up a network here specifically, and because I'm pretty niche, It took a while before I found the right people.
Is it something that you would do something in differently, if you, looking back at it?
I don't think so.
No. Like in finding the right people that you say, oh, if I would have known this,
like,
then.
For example, it's just, yeah, I can't blame. This is not something to put blame on, but I have a pretty good knowledge of the international landscape of the baby carrier world, and I am fluent in Romanian, English, and Russian, but I didn't know Dutch, so it was. But this is a market-specific situation. So I came here, and I was looking for like baby carriers in the Netherlands, and I found nothing. And then I would ask people in the program, like, but they were business-related people, so they had no network to that. So It took me actually over a year because I didn't know the language and I didn't have the local network connections. But in the end, I have done that. Maybe, yeah. It would have been nice if I did that faster, but that's that. That's how things are.
Yeah, some of the processes take time. Yeah. And it's also good to know that this language barrier
is a thing. It just turns out that the specific language in the niche that I'm working is very different in Dutch than it was. But this is a case-specific situation.
So, Karim, did you also have a language barrier problem?
I speak Dutch.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, so you didn't have that.
But actually, because I'm kind of catering to an international audience and my clients are catering to that same audience, all their communication is done in English. So it's actually really authentic when I'm just speaking in my native tongue. But no, I mean, I can read it. It's basic Dutch is helpful, but it's not mandatory to have a successful business in the Netherlands. I can name you tons of expats that I know that have crazy successful businesses. And their Dutch is niet zo best.
But that's good to hear, especially because we're also talking about expanding our business internationally. That the language barrier, of course, in some specific cases could be a thing. But usually, I mean, English is quite well-bred spoken. So how do you think, Karim, first off, you will be able to manage your international growth in the upcoming years?
With calm and serenity, meditation and breathing. It's all about having good people around you. It really is that. I cannot stress the fact, have the people you click with, people you can trust, people you can rely on, and you know, you give the trust and you just do your best and focus on your clients and the people you work with.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely.
Is there also maybe a difference when you're going and broadening your view internationally when you're looking for funding?
Well, you always have to work with the people you click with, like wherever you go, because otherwise it's just eating you up. Like you can't.
Oh, that's very true. Yes, and that's also you don't want to mention.
If you want to achieve your goal, you can't afford putting yourself under stress and you don't throw yourself under the bus. You have to manage the business, but you also have to manage your own state and your own sanity and health so that you can be in a good shape for the time when you achieve that goal you're working towards. So it's important.
Yes, so the people around you are most important, both working with, but also your funding partners.
Yeah.
That we should really keep in mind. So, Karim, we've heard you talking, of course, about your Expat Republic, the walking network, where you were able to connect people and move on. Mm-hmm. But I was really interested, how did you find people that help you?
Actually, the same way, via, through people that I know or through our own network. So literally, when I need help with something, I ask my community.
So hey. Expat Republic.
Yeah. And so that already is so wide that I can get a lot of reach and get the help that I need. Just, it's all about being transparent and say, hey, I need this help. And it, you know, you put out positivity into the world, it comes back to you. It's really is that simple.
So would that also be your advice for all the entrepreneurs watching at home right now?
Yes, definitely. Try and connect with as many people as you can. Go to networking events, join different expat Facebook groups, join Dutch groups, local community, get involved, get to know people, ask around. There is a culture in the Netherlands, a very entrepreneurial culture about helping one another, and that's very deeply rooted in the culture. So it was quite easy for me to get a lot of help. It's just that business trading mindset is so omnipresent. So we're very lucky.
And I can imagine that's different in other countries. So would that advice be different if you look outside of Netherlands?
I think on a general level, there's a lot of commonality around the world. People are generally good people and want to help. I just find that the whole business and trade is so ingrained in the Dutch culture, also historically. So I think just the ease of doing these things, and it's also very efficient, and everything is very well structured. So it's not so much like the structure here is really good when you compare it to other countries. That's really the main thing.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah,
certainly. Glad we are here.
Yeah, thank you.
Geeta, do you have a last bit of advice for the entrepreneurs in how to take that next step?
That next step? Well, just keep going. And yeah, find your goal and then work towards it. And then if it's too much, then ask for help. And again, you have to keep in mind that the business is not necessarily forever. So if it doesn't work, do not hesitate to stop. Do not hesitate to restart. Do not hesitate to restructure. Because that's how entrepreneurship works.
That's true.
And always, if I understand you correctly, remember what your passion is and keep going for that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you all for your contributions to this webinar today. So we can conclude that when your business is up and running and even growing, it becomes important to look at issues such as data protection. For you get to deal with the General Data Protection Regulation, the GDPR, or in Dutch, the AVG. And when you're looking to expand your business across the borders, you should do research on the best markets for your products or services. Last but not least, we've seen the importance of a good network and the challenges of keeping your eyes on the future. We hope you all manage to stay focused. We've come to the end of this webinar. We hope this has been an inspiration for you as an entrepreneur running your business in the Netherlands. For more information, please visit our website, business.gov.nl. Thank you for watching. Good luck with your business, and we hope to welcome you at our next webinar.
Scrolling on screen text, business.gov.nl. Text on screen, government information for entrepreneurs. Text on screen. Thank you for watching.